Well, Susan Keating, first of all, welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
And you'll be here to talk and share the important message that still needs to be shared, and that's protecting the interests of some of America's more vulnerable citizens.
That is so correct, Michael. You know, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling has been around for over 60 years, and one of our members is right here in Buffalo, CCCS of Buffalo, that they have actually served many people in the community here since 1965. And we are seeing coming out of the financial crisis after decades, and we are seeing serious issues, financial issues, people still burdened with debt, not able to sort of meet the day-to-day needs, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. And so we are here to really, I'm here to talk about what we can do and how to help people seek help with professionals that can help them work these things through.
You know, you hit on an important point. I mean, the recession came and went, and the media kind of dismissed it as being over. But for many households, maybe the general economy recovered, but not necessarily individual households.
Well, I would actually come back and say that even though some of the clear economic indicators are positive, we're seeing improvement, that masks some pretty serious issues in our country. We have many specific communities that are still very much at risk. And in fact, a lot of the work that we are doing through the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, is to really reach out to the most vulnerable populations and consumers and try to help them get back on their feet.
And among the trends, median household incomes are down.
They are down. And look at the amount of student debt that is out there. We are finding that 40% of the people that our agencies serve actually are burdened with student loan debt and trying to navigate through sort of the challenges and the complexities of student loan debt. So we see that as sort of really, you know, again, at $1.3 trillion, student loan debt recently surpassed credit card debt and is second only to mortgages. So student loan, people with debt, we see breadwinner moms. We have many women that are heads of household that are really just trying to make it day in and day out. We see seniors or folks that are, just the next generation, sort of my generation, that are hoping to retire, maybe retiring, that suddenly now can't, and trying to make ends meet. And then, of course, there's the military. Oh, my gosh. We serve so many military service members who are trying to figure out, again, how to live within their means while at the same time addressing high levels of consumer debt.
Not just among vulnerable Americans, but Americans in general. It seems that one of the trends is spending well beyond our means. It's just the nature of the consumer culture.
Well, I would actually come back and say that probably one of the silver linings of the financial crisis is that many more consumers are much more thoughtful about how they spend their money. A lot of the consumer debt levels and delinquency levels and so forth have come down. So that is very positive. But within, as I said, even knowing that you know, the unsecured credit card debt has stabilized some, that some of the mortgages, we aren't seeing the same levels of foreclosures that we did several years ago, that is still masking this sort of fundamental issue of, can people live within their means, manage their money, and basically have a successful and healthy financial future.
College debt may very well become a political hot topic as we head into the presidential election next year. Should consumer debt also be something that the candidates pay attention to?
Absolutely. And in fact, our offices, the national offices, are in Washington, D.C., so we are immersed in discussion about student loan debt, where we are with current unsecured debt, and also sort of the rewriting of the mortgage rules and how to simplify and make it easier for people that are actually signing up and applying for mortgages. So these are hot topics, and I would just submit that I think we're going to hear lots more as we go into the election season.
Now, you're going to be meeting with some local financial leaders in Buffalo on Friday. What's the number one takeaway you would like them to get from this experience?
So the number one takeaway is that the NFCC and its members have been around for decades. We believe that we can help so many more people if they know that the help is there, help them figure out basically how to manage their money, how to deal with their outstanding debt, and basically how to have a financially healthy and we call it just having a better, you know, financially successful future.
A lot of people just might feel helpless. They don't necessarily know who to turn to if they do find themselves in financial trouble. Who should be their first person to call?
Well, I would just really encourage you here in Buffalo to reach out to CCCS of Buffalo. There are incredible professionals. In addition, if you'd like to go onto the NFCC website at nfcc.org, check us out. You can see that we are a longstanding national organization, and you know, we often find, Michael, that people have friends, family, you know, neighbors, and that sort of thing that are looking for help. Get them to the website. You know, if somebody's got a student, you know, in college in Florida, there are agencies in Florida and counselors that are there and professionals to help them.
Is there a shame factor that perhaps becomes a big barrier to people seeking help?
You know, traditionally, there has been. And one of our mantras has been, you know, there is no reason to be ashamed. I mean, people, things happen, you know, and people need help and need professional support at times. And I would just say that everyone should feel confident reaching out. And gosh, I've had the privilege of, you know, participating in different client sessions with our professional counselors, and the empowerment, the strength of freedom when someone has worked through and figured out how to live a healthier financial future is just extraordinary. It's why I do what I do and so much appreciate what our agencies and our counselors do day in and day out.